here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI today held a private meeting with Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams. Dr. Williams is in Rome this week for the 7th Building Bridges Seminar of Christian and Muslim Scholars. Before his meeting with the Pope, he caught up with Philippa Hitchin and spoke to her about shared issues of interest and concern that he hoped to discuss with the Pope.
Well, it'll be a fairly informal and low-key meeting. I hope to bring him up to date on our plans about the Lambeth Conference, perhaps to discuss with him a little bit what's going to be happening this week at the conference at Palazzola. And if we have time, maybe just touch base a little on China and the various approaches that are going on around here and that we're involved in regard to the churches in China.
Give us a little bit more clues about what you're working on China particularly. Certainly Pope Benedict has been very concerned about that part of the world.
We've been trying to build some relationships with scholars of religious studies in China. We brought a group over to Britain a little while ago to meet some British theologians and scholars, and that was very constructive. And it's really just a matter of keeping the doors open for something more than just polite exchanges, but a bit of real theological dialogue.
You're here for the installation of the new director of the Anglican Centre, a new phase of the relationship, perhaps, between the Holy See and your representative here to the Vatican. Some would say this is perhaps the most difficult phase of the relationship since the centre was founded after the Second Vatican Council. Would you agree with that?
Depends where you're looking from. I think that in terms of the conflicts within the Anglican Communion, yes, it's an unprecedentedly difficult time. No two ways about that. The other side of the story is that, partly because of the work of the last couple of directors, especially Bishop John Flack, tremendously deep foundations have been laid of personal trust and confidence. And in terms of the ease of access and honesty of discussion, I think we're in a very good phase of that relationship, and I'm absolutely confident that the new director will be building on that.
What is your wish for him as he looks ahead over the coming years here? What would you like him to achieve?
He's bound to be looking in two directions. He'll be looking to Lambeth Palace and the Church of England, and I hope keeping us keenly aware of what he hears and what he sees going on here. I hope, too, that he'll be able to have the kind of access that Bishop John Flack had and to develop that strategically, to make sure that we are listening in and making an input to discussions in a variety of settings here, including the Secretariat and Secretariat of State and perhaps the CDF, just making sure that our voice is heard clearly and truthfully, and that we hear what the Vatican has to say to us.